Welcome
to the Hank and Ted podcast.
This is the first episode, so if it's a little scuffed, don't worry about it. We have a guest, our good friend.
What's up, guys? It's Grant here.
Wait, can I not say my name?
You can.
Okay, bet. I mean,
If you want people to know who you are,
that's chill. Yeah. No, I mean,
I'm gonna probably blur out your last name.
Okay, that's chill.
You gotta be prominent. You know.
Yeah. No, exactly, bro. That's like my slogan. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm super excited to be here. Thank you guys for having me join and everything. I'm super, you know, excited to talk about stuff. So, thank you guys for inviting me. Seriously.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Of course, man.
So basically, we're starting this podcast because there is an absence. There's been a whole, like, the left needs a Joe Rogan, and
we're going to be Joe Rogan.
Right now, me and Ted here are stepping up to offer our services as the left's answer to Joe Rogan with Hank and Ted.
Yeah.
So, we got some various news. We're recording this the day before it goes out. So this will, unless World War III starts tomorrow, this will be
pretty
up to
date. And our president somehow passes away or something like that.
Oh, yeah, we should talk.
Talk about the hands.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that?
Wait, what about the hand?
That he went out and there was, like, concealer on his hand. Like,
how, yeah, like the white bruises. Concealer.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, but have you seen that it happens every month around the 23rd or the 24th for, like, the last 3 months?
That's some conspiracy theory.
Nah.
That's actually crazy.
Hear me out. Okay. So, literally, like, I literally looked it up as well because I saw someone tweeted this and I was like, there's no way. And so I searched it up, and you know how people have been talking about his bruised hands?
Yeah.
This has happened every month around, like, between the 20th and the 24th of the month.
Wait, that's
for the last
crazy.
6 months.
Really?
He's had a bruised hand, and it's been the same hand. And this is not conspiracy theory shit.
Does anyone have, like, an explanation to
people
offer?
Think he's getting blood transfusions around the same time every month.
Say, like, some sort of, like, treatment.
Which means he's hiding some medical issue.
Yeah.
I mean, he eats, like, so unhealthy, man. It's insane.
He drinks only Diet Coke.
Only Diet Coke.
Like has, six a day.
Yeah.
Have you seen the people doing his diet?
Insane. Yeah. He definitely does not look like he's in good shape. I mean, he wears so much makeup.
And then, the catheter. Have you seen that too? He has a catheter on half the time.
Yeah, People say that he has, like, a diaper or something.
Yeah, people say he has bladder issues.
And, like, his ankles have been super swollen.
That's from the vein issue. They actually announced
that.
People were saying
that it was heart failure, which I don't think I believe, but
I think he would be dead if he had heart failure at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's old, man. Like, he is 78 or something, right?
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, I think he's, like, 70, 1 year below Biden.
He just turned 79, I think.
No, he was older than Biden was when Biden got into office.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for a second term, you're saying, right?
Yeah. So, like, he's going to be 1 year older than Biden was when he gets out of office, which is crazy.
That's actually insane.
You see that the president of FIFA gave him the World Cup?
Yeah, this is for winners.
Oh, that was so cringe. Like,
every world leader, like, talks to our president like he's a baby.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I feel like he's been, like, pretty absent the past, like, 2 weeks, though.
Yeah, I haven't heard much.
Nah, like, they're Bidening him. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's starting.
They're realizing something's up with him, and they're just covering it up as much as possible.
Dude, because he's genuinely a lunatic. Genuinely. He's clinically insane.
He's been a lunatic, though. Like, it's not...
Yeah, but I feel like it's been way... Like, because he has a super majority now and everything. Like, he has so much leeway to do whatever he wants.
Yeah. Even...
You know?
The most diehard Trump supporters are still like, he's crazy.
Yeah. No, and they love it, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, they love how crazy he is.
They love it. I honestly feel like people have kind of jumped off the train a little bit, though, with him at the same time. I think especially if you're, like, you know, like, Latino in this country, it's scary, man.
Yeah.
And there's so many, like, immigrants that voted for him.
And there's plenty of immigrants who voted for him who are citizens who are still getting arrested by ICE.
Exactly. Dude, it's the biggest irony of all time.
It's crazy,
it's insane.
And I'm sure you see it, like, more because you're, like, in L.A. now.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
And, like, L.A. is... Probably has the highest Hispanic population in the country.
Like, ICE has been seriously involved in, like, Southern California, San Diego. Like, it's actually insane. So, it's genuinely ridiculous, like, how much is going on there. I mean, Trump has been so involved in L.A., and it's just with the protests and everything, too.
Oh, yeah,
like, I wasn't there. I left early to go to for an really? Internship, but like I just left before all the protests started wow. happening in LA. Okay, that was in June. UCLA.
I think that was earlier for some reason.
Yeah, it was. I left like late May, and then like it started in like early June. And yeah. I think a lot of my friends were low key like involved in it too, which is you know kind of cool.
Good for them.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, good I for mean, them. But you know, downtown LA was a complete like shit show. War, like not war zone, but it was like insane everything that was going on there, and I just like. I kind of wish I was there to experience. I mean, there's so much that's gone, you know, down in LA the past like couple of years with the protests and then, you know, the fires and when you guys were there.
And, yeah. And then the encampments
and
too.
And the encampments too. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. And the fact that Trump is like suing UCLA for anti-Semitism. Yeah. When, like,
he's suing like every country yeah. or every college.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, dude, I don't think it's anti-Semitism when you have Zionists attacking students. You
yeah.
know?
The Zionists, like, 9 times out of 10, are the ones starting
the
conflict.
They're the
yeah.
instigators, you like, know? So it's like, I don't know. Yeah, definitely tension with Trump at UCLA. Like, nobody at that school likes him at all. It's yeah. such like a liberal heavy school, which
and
is great. Yeah. But
especially with Newsom. Now Newsom's like,
yeah. Newsom is like the liberal Trump now.
He is like the number one enemy for Republicans now.
Yeah. He's so funny though, man.
He's been really funny. Have you seen like his Twitter?
He's been
his
like
press office Twitter.
He's been like doing Trump impressions on Twitter. It's been great.
And it's working. It's pissing Trump off so much. Like,
he's gonna run for president.
Oh, Newsom, I'm like, I would bet you $20 right now Newsom is like the candidate in 2020.
Because he's fired up too, man.
Like, the only time I don't see that happening is if he starts losing momentum. If he keeps building on what he has right now, he's
yeah.
the candidate.
It's like, going to be like Kamala and Newsom are going to be the front runners,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I really hope Kamala doesn't run again. She's cooked.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's enough to take down Trump at this point at all. Yeah. I feel like the Democrats just have to really rally. And, like, they really need to focus on getting a good candidate that's, like, kind of Trump's kryptonite. And they just haven't found that. Like, they've ran, you know, they've ran both Hillary and Kamala against him. And... you know,
which
it's sad.
We're not
like,
good candidates, if we're being honest.
And Biden was carried yeah. by COVID.
Yeah, COVID,
oh, definitely.
COVID made
definitely.
Biden win. COVID made Biden yeah. win.
Because I don't think Biden was a super popular candidate.
Trump's mishandling of COVID made Biden yeah. win. Not even COVID. Like, if Trump wasn't an idiot during COVID, he probably could have won a second term.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
realistically.
And Bernie's too old now. And yeah, they wouldn't yeah. let him. They wouldn't let him run anyway.
I don't think AOC is going to run.
And
of
that
course not.
Yeah.
That's...
and I'm not sure she'd win.
No, she definitely would not win. Too polarizing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But
I wish Mamdani could run, but he can't.
He can do everything except be president or vice president, right?
Yeah, he can be a senator.
He's... yeah.
He's under 35,
he should replace
right? so.
Schumer.
Well, he wasn't born here.
Oh, yeah.
He was born in Uganda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wait, could he be Speaker of the House then? Because
yep.
if you're third in line.
Oh, no. I guess not. I don't think you're allowed to be in line
I think
to
he
be
should,
president.
I think he should serve his, like, 2 terms as mayor and then
he
go
should
up.
Do 2 terms and then be senator.
Yeah.
Or house member. No, senator.
Senator.
House is below the mayor
or governor.
Of New York. Or governor. He could be
governor.
Governor
would be good.
Take out Kathy Hochul.
The Cuomo dynasty.
Bro.
Dude, it's gonna
oh
don't get me
God,
started.
God. Dude.
Bro, don't get me started with Andrew Cuomo, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was literally, like, saying, like, the craziest stuff on Twitter today, bro.
What was he talking about?
No, literally everyone who's running against Mamdani is just looking for anything they can use against him.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. There's nothing that actually
yeah,
holds
I mean,
anything against Mamdani because he hasn't done anything bad. Like,
and bro, Cuomo's
and
saying this, too.
Yeah,
like,
Cuomo's
that's
like,
insane.
You can't trust Mamdani. He's an immigrant. And it's like, bro, like... we can't trust you. You touch women. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Calm
exactly.
down.
Like
nah. It's wild.
Yeah.
He's like a story apartment being like $2,300 a month.
That's too much. It's rent fixed. You can't.
Yeah.
You're taking away from the poor.
Fuck. Where's Eric Adams?
That argument makes no sense. If he's going to raise taxes on the rich, why does it matter if he's in a rent fixed apartment? He also doesn't make that much money.
He's a
city council member or something.
Yeah,
like,
that's
yeah he's
not
an assemblyman. Like,
breaking in the dough, you know?
He makes, like, maybe, like, $80,000 a year. Like, I don't know the exact number.
I don't know what his wife does either.
Yeah. Yo, he found his wife on Tinder or Hinge.
It was on Hinge.
Oh, my God, dude.
You know how crazy that is?
Hinge? Wait, how old is she, bro? Like,
they're, like, the same age.
They're both like 30 something.
Dude. Yeah. Oh shoot, man. I feel like Hinge is only for like dude. I feel like I don't know anybody over the age of 30 that uses Hinge, bro.
I mean,
like,
it
I feel like it's literally like just like a college like type of dating app thing, bro. Like at least from my understanding, but
I guess, but it worked for Zoran Mamdani. Yeah. So.
Hey, that's valid, bro. You know what I'm saying? It worked, each their own. So.
It worked for the next mayor of New York City.
Yeah.
No, bro.
I'm pretty confident he's winning. Like.
Yeah.
I mean, the primary was the big jump for him.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, did you guys like Adams at all or no? For NYC.
I had nothing wrong with Adams. Like, he's been a pretty mid-mayor.
Until he
took money from the Turkish government.
And then started shilling for Trump.
And then he started being like, oh, I love Trump. And Cuomo started doing this, too.
Dude, yeah.
Cuomo's like, me and Trump would never fight. And it's like, that's not a good thing.
That's not
like,
what New Yorkers want. That's
New
not
Yorkers
any...
want people to fight against Trump.
No, like, exactly. Like,
New Yorkers are they want to fight more than any other city's population. Like,
yeah, low-key.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It's like New York and L.A.
Yeah.
Those are the two cities that, like, absolutely are like, yeah, we're done.
They've had the biggest protests. Like, New York had Occupy Wall Street. Mm-hmm. L.A. had the riots two months ago.
Yeah, I remember everyone was in New York, too. Like, for the King's Day or whatever. Yeah. Like, that was, like, a huge thing.
We went to the one here, and there was, like, 10,000 people.
Yeah.
Like...
You were in... New York during that, right?
Not the city, though. I was in, like, literally a town. Upstate. It was insane. A town of 5,000 people. Everyone loved Trump. I could not
send New York.
My opinions at all.
Yeah, you're
I had
in
to
upstate.
Censor myself so much being up there.
Did you see anyone protesting?
No. Nobody was protesting at all. Wow. I met one liberal person my entire time there.
That's crazy.
I literally was tuning into Fox News every single day at, like, my host family's house. Like, they were just running Fox News every single day.
Oh, you were the host family.
Yes. And, like, literally, like, having that experience, it made me realize that is genuine brainwash, bro. Like, it's actually insane.
It all is,
bro. It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, Fox News, I was listening to, like, the stuff about Iran and Israel.
Yeah, and they're like, Iran, these evil people. Even though Israel started the bombings, like,
dude, it was insane. I was like, all this stuff is false, and like, no one knows that it's false. Like, people at my host family's house were tuning into this stuff and just absorbing it, and it's crazy the way the media can influence you, man.
Yeah,
and,
especially with no regulation.
Yeah,
like,
so. Like, as you know, I really wanted to get out of that house, like, as much as possible, so I didn't have to hear any of it. So, you know what I'm saying? I was at the library, like, chilling at the cafe and stuff. But still, you could not escape Trumpies out there, man.
Yeah.
And, like, there was this one time this dude, like, walked in this cafe that I was at. He was, you know, big non-Trump supporter guy. And he was like, bro, I'd shoot him myself. And I was like, oh, my God, man. Like,
That's brave to say in public.
He was, like, some old guy. He looked, like, I'm not trying to, like, you know, generalize. But he looked like a guy that would potentially like Trump. But he was like, I hate that guy so much. Like,
nah, I love the, like, grandads who look, like, really conservative. And then they're just like, I would shoot Trump if I had the chance.
That's crazy.
He was, like, literally saying I'd shoot him with my own hands, like, myself. Like,
wow.
That's a crazy thing to
say.
And,
like, I think everyone around us are probably Trump supporters. And, like, you know how they can get rowdy, bro. So I was, like, surprised no one got heated about that, you know?
Wild. Was he, like, a big
Because he's from
dude,
God,
though?
Guys. Like, come on now. He's our Lord and Savior reborn.
Okay.
Like,
real quick, we got to talk about the Trump assassination thing, because this is one thing that really pisses me off.
Dude.
He's always, like, God saved me. God saved me.
God
it was
redirected
an act of
the
God.
Bullet into that innocent
exactly. Like, bro. So did that firefighter, that volunteer firefighter, deserve to die then? Like, did God kill someone?
God
like,
the bullet into some dude's head, like,
in front of his family.
Yeah,
and his family watched him bleed out. Like, that's crazy to say.
Remember at the RNC when they brought out his like uniform and they like misspell his name on the jacket?
Yeah.
Like,
bro, because they don't care.
Yeah,
they don't.
It's all stage, bro.
It's
like,
all stage.
Yeah,
like,
and that's kind of the problem with the Democratic Party, bro. They don't fight for anything either.
No,
the Democratic Party runs
happen,
on being opposition and not on being good. Like,
yeah,
that's the issue at hand. Like, neither of the parties actually care about doing.
They just
want to
beat the other one.
Yeah, it would be because, like, Republicans, they don't care about being pro-life.
Yeah,
like,
if
they cared about life, they wouldn't. Iraq wouldn't have happened.
Exactly.
Like, they care about babies until you reach the age of, like, 18 where you join the military, and then you're like, all right, go die for Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, bro. Like, the entire, like, the fundamentals of American politics are so cooked. Like,
it's broken.
It's a very broken system. And until someone comes and, like, actually runs on being a good person to everyone. Like, it's almost like Obama, but, like, real. Like,
yeah.
Dude, Obama was such a goat, though, man.
Obama was such a good candidate.
Obama had the charisma.
And he
had
the charisma. Yeah, he's just a chill guy. Yeah. Like, he's the chillest president we've ever had. Guaranteed.
He might be the chillest.
Like, I think he genuinely is the chillest. Like, he's someone that, like, you'd want to just smoke a joint with, bro. I can't even lie. Like, genuinely, he's
or
a guy.
Or hoop with him, bro.
Or hoop with him, bro. Yeah. Exactly, dude. He's just chill, man. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, he was just, like, so calm and everything. And, like, I don't know. Like, some of his policies were a little bit, like, questionable low-key. But, I don't know. He's
his domestic policy was quite good.
But like, with the healthcare.
Obamacare. Obamacare. Was a huge achievement.
It
was.
Dude, and they're trying to screw it, man. Yeah. Like, they're trying to get... It makes no sense, man. Like, we have no common sense in this country anymore.
No. We have common sense. And the common sense is, let's be evil. That's the issue.
Yeah, they're just,
like...
Let's be evil so we can get more money.
So we can get more money. Yeah. And it's, like, 1% of people are actually getting more money. That's what people don't get. Like, the Republican Party... I take back what I said. The Republican Party actually does stand for something, and it's being evil. And the Democratic Party is, like... We're going to be a little less evil.
Yeah.
Like,
but we also want money.
But we also want money. And we need the Democratic Party to just turn over. We need a Democratic Tea Party. Like,
no, genuinely. Like,
or like in the 60s, like during the Civil Rights Movement.
Yeah. We need something like that to happen.
Like Lyndon B and stuff. Yeah.
And it needs to just entirely shift American politics back in the left direction. Because the Democratic Party is just trying to, like, be like, oh, yeah, like, we're fighting you really hard on this. And then they're like, this is only 10% better instead of 100% better. Like,
we need New Deal Democrats back.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying,
more,
man.
More like social.
The thing is, I will never get behind FDR, though. I genuinely think he's a terrible
person. That's valid.
Like, I'm going to be so honest with you, man. Like, Japanese internment, bro. Yeah. Like, no, you just can't overlook that.
That was
like,
horrible.
Yeah. But, horrible. I mean, I get what you're saying with the New Deal, though. That was, like, genuinely groundbreaking. I mean... I think something like the Great Society is a lot more obtainable.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, with Lyndon B. And like,
it's the same thing with Lyndon. Like, he was also, like, a terrible person, but, like...
Yeah.
But, like,
every president does horrible things.
Oh, yeah. Every president goes to hell. Straight up.
I mean, with Lyndon B., it was, like Vietnam
Lincoln, who's always considered the best president ever, didn't actually want to free the slaves.
No, like, exactly. It was a political thing.
It was a political thing. Like, we have to, like, step back and be like, okay, like, this was good, this was bad...
Let's take the good things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I still think FDR is probably a top 10 president. That's the thing.
Yeah, like, I would agree. Like,
he did horrible things, but
so
I guess
he did amazing things too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, with the Great Depression and stuff, like, we need economic policy like that again. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was just groundbreaking. Like, we still have all those, you know, acts and all those, like, policies still to this day with, like, the FDIC and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, it's
like 100 years later, even though nothing else is different, like, those still, like,
those still hold. Like, it's insane. So, but I'm a big, like, Lyndon B. Johnson guy. He's genuinely my favorite president of all time. Like, it's kind of a niche pick, but I just love, like, what he did with the Great Society and, like, just his demeanor and everything and coming in after, you know, obviously JFK's assassination. I just think he was, like, so good and obviously getting the Civil Rights Movement, you know, passed and everything. You know, I was actually just watching Selma, and one of the big controversies with that movie is how it portrays Lyndon B. Johnson, because he is kind of, you know, portrayed as a guy that's, like, racist and is just trying to do it and was facing a lot of, like, pressure from Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement. But my grandfather, who actually ran for Senate as a Democrat, I did not know this.
Yeah, this is like, a lore drop.
Yeah, no,
wow.
He ran in 2008 in Georgia as a Democrat.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like pretty, you know.
Like U.S. Senate.
Yeah, U.S. Senate.
Wow.
Yeah,
did he get far?
He got to runoff with this guy named Saxby Chambliss.
What's his name?
But
can I look him up?
Jim Martin. If you look him up, he ran for Senate in Georgia. Yeah, the U.S. Senate.
Wow.
Jim Martin. And my mom and, like, all of her siblings, like, helped out with the campaign and stuff.
That's
but,
so
like,
cool.
And my mom has also, like, deep Democratic Party ties. Wow. Like, she used to work for them. She went to the DNC and stuff like that. So,
this is crazy.
Yeah, like, he genuinely ran for U.S. Senate, bro.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I see the resemblance.
Yeah, like, Loki, we kind of look like a little bit similar, bro. He is a little bit more, like, olive skin than me and stuff. Like, I don't know, but...
So he was in the Georgia House, and then he ran for Senate.
Yeah, then he ran for Senate. Yeah, in 2008. Awesome. Like, Bill Clinton endorsed him. I think Obama endorsed
him.
It was, like, yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
Like, But his like main goal in life was like to provide for Georgia. Like, he's one of the politicians, and I may be a little bit biased, that, as you said, like, is an actual good person, bro. Like, yeah, is actually trying to help the people and, like, not trying to pocket something for themselves. Like, he was genuinely, like, such a role model to me and stuff. So, like, he's a really, really nice guy. And, like, he was beloved in Georgia. It's just, like, impossible with the amount of, like, conservatives there. But, I mean, we've seen with, like, Reverend Warnock and stuff that it's possible to be a Democrat. And with, what's the other guy's name? There's another Georgia senator. I forget his name. He's also a Democrat now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Georgia's really swinging, man. It's crazy.
Georgia is a blue state, but it's been sliced up to hell.
Yeah, like gerrymandering. That
gerrymandering, yeah, absolutely, is such a big issue right
like,
now.
They're all, they're like Andy Beshear in Kentucky. He's great. A Democrat in Kentucky who's super pro-trans.
And he's super popular.
Super, yeah. Yeah. Super like left-leaning guy, and he's really popular.
I don't think he should run for president. That's a different thing.
I think he could be a vice president.
He could be a VP. I also think Chris Murphy should get put in as a cabinet member and then be able to run in like 8 years.
I think,
dude, Murphy's a goat, man. Yeah, he's so good.
A Southern Democrat.
He just doesn't have enough charisma that I think he could run and win.
Yeah,
but I think like if the people got to know who he was, he could have a solid standing in like 10, 15 years. You know what I mean?
Well, they know him as the gun guy.
Yeah, he's the gun control guy. Yeah, which is cool.
That's, yeah, like, that's a good thing to be known by. Like, he has no ideas.
Absolutely,
he has
absolutely
ideas.
He has good ideas, but he doesn't have the charisma, so he needs to he needs to go up before that,
yeah, you really do have to have a certain level of charisma to run a campaign.
Well, like, that's the thing with Trump. Donald Trump.
like I mean, he's the ultimate charismatic
guy.
He
is the most charismatic president we've ever had, even more than Obama.
Oh, definitely.
Like, even more than, like, Reagan, too. Yeah. No, he just Reagan, but worse.
He's just worse
Reagan.
Worse.
Yeah.
He,
I don't know. I can have respect for Reagan as a Democrat. Like, I don't know. Like, he did terrible things, but, like, he did terrible things.
He ruined our country, respectfully, but yeah.
But, like, I mean, at the time, bro, like, I don't know. I feel like his economic policy, like
Reaganomics,
widening the gap.
Like Reaganomics, like, you know what I'm saying? It definitely, like, it wasn't great, but like at the same time,
it was
great.
To be fair, he probably thought it was gonna work. To be fair,
yeah.
Like, my mom and my whole family, like, they were, my grandfather was like pretty wealthy at that point, so for them it was great. And my mom, she was like just going to college. She was like, like where we are now, but in like the 80s when the economy was flourishing.
Yeah.
So, like, she has crazy Reagan nostalgia for that reason.
Yep.
But, like, people who weren't in that position, like, were
they
just suffered. Screwed.
Yeah.
And they're still screwed.
Yeah.
That's when, like, the white flight happened in Detroit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, around that time. Like, a lot of people just got screwed over, like, permanently and has just never recovered.
Well, because wasn't it, like, a very laissez-faire type of, like, or, like, kind of, you know what I'm saying? It was, like, it was very, like, free market and no government regulation, which is kind of cooked. Can't lie.
It's make the rich richer and the poor poorer.
Yeah. Exactly. You kind of pocket that if you're on Wall Street and no one else does, right? So
you pocket that if you are in the top 10%, and if you're not, it's over. Like, Reaganomics have made, like, the middle class shrink and the bottom class has grown and the top class has actually also grown a little bit, but the middle class is almost gone.
And that's the heart of a country, like, man. Like, that's what defines a nation.
Exactly.
That's what
most of our economy comes from.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. One thing I respect about Joe Biden is I feel like he's a very middle class, like, type of guy in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
like,
an,
you know,
Irish Catholic, like, he is.
Yeah, from Scranton, Pennsylvania, or whatever. And, like, I feel like he really locked in on the middle class.
Yeah,
that was one of his focuses. Well, infrastructure as well. Like, those are big deals, man.
Biden's policy was never bad. He just stopped doing anything after his first 2 years.
But
It's not his fault that he, like, is pretty much just dementia-ridden at this point.
Like, like, he got old and got sick, like, and everyone was hiding it.
And, like,
and he probably, to be honest, Biden probably didn't even know that this was happening to him a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah. Like,
if
you don't know what's going on, if you have dementia.
For being so honest, like, he knew he was president. He probably didn't understand why he was talking to the press less and less. Like, I don't think he got it, bro, because he was still keen on running a second term. Like,
which is insane.
Which is crazy. Like, he never should have run
for a second
term.
I just think he didn't have good people in his corner that were telling him to not run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the issue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but by yes men.
Yeah. Like, they were not going to tell him no. Exactly. Like,
because they wanted power.
Yeah. I think if Kamala had more time, she low-key, she may have won. Because she cooked him in the debate.
If there was more than one debate, she could have won.
Yeah, there were a lot of issues. If she had, like, didn't try and play both sides enough, because she tried to be, like, more progressive.
Yeah,
but
she was, like, friends with the Cheneys. Like, she was running, like...
Oh, yeah, Dick Cheney endorsed her.
Yeah,
which
Dick
is crazy.
Cheney and Liz Cheney, they both endorsed
her. George Bush refused to endorse Trump.
Yeah. Like, she tried to create such a big tent that it was like, oh, yeah, we like killing children. Like, that's not good. Yeah. You don't want that.
I mean...
And it just didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but, like, he backed out of the last debate. I'm pretty sure they were set to have another
one. He got
scared.
Yeah.
He definitely got scared.
He probably knew that he would win if he didn't debate, so he
didn't. It was a smart move, don't get me wrong.
Like, you go back and watch, like, the 2020 debate. Like,
Biden
in retrospect,
was so much sharper.
He was cooking.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he was never a great speaker either, you know? Like, he was
He was in 2020. He cooked Trump in that debate.
Yeah, and he had a... He cooked the shit out of Trump.
Will you shut up, man?
I feel like that was definitely
so fire. Yeah,
that got him definitely a lot of votes.
Yeah, probably.
Just that one line.
That like debate, like you go back
Trump
and watch
is the number one yapper, bro.
Dude, but he's
hilarious. I can't even lie.
He's low key a funny guy. At the end of the day, like he is like I don't know. He has a like
he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's hilarious, but like. It's just scary because he has so much power right now.
Yeah.
And he's a horrible person,
he's like,
too.
He's a terrible person.
He's, like, on the way to being, like, an autocrat at this point.
Yeah,
like,
genuinely.
He's gaining more and more power by the day.
And, like, all of, like, thinking, like, maybe I'll run in 2028. Like, he's going to try to.
He knows what he's doing.
He
knows what he's doing.
He's
100%.
He's, like, it's a joke now, but it's going to slowly become less and less of a joke until, like, 2028 where he's, like, so what if I do?
No, well, it was a joke in 2016, and look what happened. You know?
Yeah, no, everyone.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He was genuinely running as a joke. I guarantee he was.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he thought he was going to win because he didn't win the first time he ran. He did horrible the first
time. Wait, he ran before, actually?
In 2000.
Yes.
Well, he ran
no
as a third party.
He ran third party.
Okay, well, there's
no
shot.
No, but he ran, though.
He ran.
Like, damn.
And he's been, like, talking about being president since, like, the 80s.
Yeah, and you know that, like, one clip where they, like, ask if he would run as a Democrat or a Republican? And he's like, I'd run as a Republican because they're dumb.
Oh, yeah, he was a Democrat.
He was a Democrat for a long time.
Yeah, no. I mean, he had, like, deep connections with like, Clinton and stuff, too.
Yeah,
like,
he was at their wedding.
And Jeff Epstein. Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. They're still trying real hard to make us all forget about that.
I know,
that,
bro.
Did you see they, like, the Justice Department talked to Ghislaine Maxwell, and she was just like, I never saw Trump in any... bad circumstances.
And then they moved her to a low-security prison.
And now she's in a low-security prison.
Come on, dude. You're, like, it's, like...
She's allowed to leave to go to work, too.
That's
like,
crazy.
She can do work-study if she wants
that
to.
That is actually insane.
Is she working... Is she still, like...
She probably works at, like,
finance?
McDonald's. Trump probably put her at McDonald's, let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be so for real, bro.
She's a fry cook. Put the fries in the bags.
Oh, God, man. Like... Yeah. Well, yeah, the Epstein Island stuff is crazy.
Remember when that was, like, all coming out and then they dropped, like, another news story to, like, cover it up? What was that?
No, Trump was, like, spamming his, like, social media with literally anything else during that.
Yeah.
Because, his base started turning on him and, like, because it's indefensible.
Don't care.
It's indefensible.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, the more, like, you flood someone's brainwaves, they're not gonna remember that. Like, that's the thing. Like,
yeah, I mean,
on a certain level, I can't blame the average Republican for, like, being on a side 100% because, like, they just flood it with so much stuff, especially like Fox News. Fox News is so deceitful.
Like you're saying, bro,
it's
so
like
bad.
there's some level where, like, you cannot blame a Republican for being, like, super
crazy.
Yeah.
Because they feed into all that and just completely distort the truth.
Yeah, because some of them, like, if you talk to them without starting, like, an argument or a debate...
They're, like, nice people.
Yeah,
they're
like,
great people.
Like, they're on the same level as you. Like, they want the best for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, there's some of them that are, like, genuinely, like bigoted, racist, transphobic, homophobic.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, like...
But a lot of them have been taught
are,
to
like,
be that way,
really nice
too.
People who just were brought up in that...
environment and just, develop those ideas.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I feel like Democrats and Republicans have the same underlying morals a lot of the time. But, like, it's just distorted by everything else that both sides believe in.
Exactly.
It's so polarized. Like,
exactly.
If we just, like, talk about the stuff that we share in common and, like, the mutual, like, things that we want to improve, I feel like that would, like, change policy completely in the way that we handle politics. And I feel like that's how we have to move forward. Like,
That's why I feel like Mamdani overperformed so much in the Dem primary.
Yeah.
Because he didn't run, like, other than, like, talking about Cuomo being a sex pest. But that's different. He didn't really talk about drama or anything like that. He ran on issues that everyone in New York faces. And we need that on a national level.
That's why Bernie's so popular. He's the most popular Senate member.
In the country.
I mean, that makes sense, bro. Because he's just the real one.
Consistently popular.
Yeah.
He has the highest approval rating of probably anyone in U.S. government, if we're being honest.
Oh, definitely. Like, I mean, he serves the people of Vermont so well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It is insane. He is just a true, like, people's guy, man.
Yeah.
This is how government should be.
We just need more of that. Like, yeah. Obviously, Bernie likes being in power. That's why he's been in Senate for, like, 35 years. But he also fights... For his people,
he gets it. He understands what the common, like, he grew up in, like, working class Brooklyn.
Yeah,
like, he knows what's up.
Yeah,
Brooklyn Dodgers, baby.
Come on now.
And then yeah.
Jackie Robinson.
He was a Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to, like, the Democratic Party, because they, like, in 2016 they did all that shady shit.
Like, where they made it so he wouldn't win the primary. Yeah.
Like,
even though he was cooking, bro. Like,
he was cooking.
He was the front runner.
He won New Hampshire, I think. Or,
well,
he did win New Hampshire.
Yeah, he won, like, the first two big primaries. Yeah. So.
But then everyone was like, everyone in the Democratic Party, at least, was like, let's take this safe bet with Hillary. Because they didn't want too much progress
and
to happen.
That still should have been the safe bet. That was
Bernie
the
was the safe bet. That's the thing.
But even with Hillary... Any Democrat could have ran against Trump and won. That was the easiest election to win.
No,
but
Hillary should have won that too. Yeah. Hillary just sucked as a candidate. Like, unfortunately.
Hey, all I'm saying is she got, like, 3 million more votes than Trump. Like, I think that's an intrinsic flaw. For sure.
It's still a broken system.
Electoral college, for sure.
The electoral college is bad. Like,
genuinely, it's terrible.
Everyone should recognize that. Everyone should understand that. Popular vote should make you win, in my opinion. Yeah. Or at least we should have ranked choice voting.
Ranked choice voting is the way to go.
I agree with that.
But also, we should educate people to vote in midterms more often. So they can actually vote in people that will execute the will of the people. Because we cannot have... Like,
people only voting for president is not going to help.
We can't have the Josh Hawleys winning anymore. Like, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That dude's such... Such
Marjorie
idiot.
Taylor Greene.
Like, come on. How does someone like that get into power? Yeah, I genuinely don't understand.
It's insane, bro. Like,
how do you see, like, the Jewish space lasers woman and be like, that's who I want to vote for? Like, what are we doing?
What do you mean? No, she's locked in. She's locked in.
And then she, like, low-key kind of cooked with the Big Beautiful Bill thing.
Yeah, she didn't like it.
Not which is like, come on, Marjorie Taylor Greene is, like, correct on this?
What are you doing?
Like, how bad it is, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a huge swing at the midterms, though, this year. I hope so.
100%.
Just because, like, Trump's approval rating has to be terrible.
You want to hear a crazy stat? This is, like, real. He has the worst approval rating of any president at this point in their term besides himself in his first term.
Where is that from?
It's like a CNN Ipsos poll. Like, Ipsos is reliable.
Yeah.
Like,
that's one of the top.
Wait, what's it
places.
At? Like 20?
No, it's at like 38.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is still so really low.
Even though it started pretty high.
It started like 51. Like, he
I
was above.
Like 60.
Oh, there's no way it was above 50.
Well,
like
before, when he made all those, like, empty promises, people were like, you know what? Maybe.
Maybe this time he'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then once he announced all of, like, the tariffs.
Immediately you saw it go down.
All
I remember
finance
that.
Bros were like, it's over.
Yeah.
Well, then you're going to start shorting the market, though. Like, bro, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, genuinely.
I don't understand how we haven't had a stock market crash, like a real
Same.
One yet.
Yeah.
It doesn't it's pulling
make,
out.
It doesn't
Cause,
make
cause the ta- cause taco.
Sense.
Trump yeah. always chickens out.
Okay, it's because he's chickening out with China, realistically. But he actually put tariffs on a lot of countries, and they went into effect. Like,
if it had continued, like, if it...
If he did the China ones?
If he didn't stop it, we definitely would have gone to recession. Because remember, like, we had the highest surge of any day since, like, the Great Depression.
Yeah.
And then, like, after that, like, a week later in, like,
it recovered.
1929, it, like, went down. And that's when the Great Depression started.
Yeah.
Like, he, like, pulled out.
Yeah, no. Taco is real.
Yeah.
Taco is real.
That's, like, and Wall Street decides a lot in this country. And I don't know if he understands that.
Definitely, yeah. I mean,
no, Powell decides more than Trump, if we're being honest. Like,
yeah,
not international policy wise, but economics wise, Like, that's why he hates Powell so much. Because Powell has so much power.
And the economy
Powell
is, like,
could put us into a recession by just changing the interest rates.
The
like,
economy is, like, the biggest, like, issue for Americans in the country right now, I think.
It,
right?
Oh, I think definitely. It consistently is.
Yeah.
Like, the economy, until everyone
At
is back to, like,
since Obama.
1970s America, like, everyone's going to be like, our economy is bad.
Yeah.
But we're never going back to 1970s. We can try to go back to that, but...
And then if you ask, like, ChatGPT, like, which presidents increased the deficit, it's always, like...
It's always Republicans.
Reagan increased, like, $700 billion.
Yeah.
Bush was, like, a couple trillion.
Yeah.
Trump was, like, another... He's, like, $4
trillion
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the big, beautiful bill alone is another $4
trillion. Yep.
Which is insane.
Clinton got it to a surplus.
Clinton brought us from being in hella debt into a surplus. Like, Clinton... Also a terrible person.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But not a bad president. Low-key.
Well, he was low-key, like, his policies were really conservative, I feel like, for a Democrat.
Yeah. No, because, like, he was a Southern Democrat.
Yeah, he was a Southern Democrat. Yeah. And, like, his economic policies specifically, like, he cut a bunch of programs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, with, like,
he did it to bring us back into a surplus.
Exactly.
Though.
Yeah. Like, it
which is kind of valid,
yeah.
low-key.
It's valid.
We need to cut our deficit.
If we're in, like, if we're in a really bad place, which, like, coming out of Reagan, we were definitely heading there.
Yeah.
And also, he created a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
He created, like, I think, like, the second most amount of jobs.
Besides,
like,
FDR. Kind of, like, I think FDR created the most jobs.
Carter. Jimmy Carter created, I think, like, the most jobs.
Really?
And he gets
Carter
flack
did.
For, like, having a terrible economy, too.
Yeah.
People hate on Jimmy Carter. If he had a second term, he would have cooked.
Well, also, that was also Reagan, because Reagan was, like, doing deals with, like, the Iran, with the terrorists in Iran who are holding the Americans hostage.
Yeah. Oh, no. This was the November surprise, or the October surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember,
like,
this.
Like, we'll arm you, we'll give you weapons if you keep these hostages until after the election, until after I'm, like, inaugurated.
Oh,
and that's did you know about this?
I actually had no idea
about
this.
They got freed on January 20th, like, the day he was inaugurated.
Really?
Yeah. Because he was doing, like, shady business deals with them.
He is kind of shady, though.
Yeah.
Like, Reagan is super shady.
Reagan was mad shady.
Yeah.
They gave them weapons so they could... They armed Iran, and they armed the Contras in Nicaragua,
mm-hmm.
and they used all the profits from that to, like, funnel drugs into Detroit.
I wonder if we're seeing a pattern here with Republican presidents being shady.
Yeah, he also, like caused the downfall
crazy,
of Detroit.
Bro.
He funneled a lot of drugs into Detroit. And now,
and I mean,
that,
you know, it's cooked. Exactly.
Yeah, and Detroit has...
It's on the rise, though.
It's on the
combo. It is on the rise, I will admit.
It took 40 years.
Yeah, it took 40 years, but...
Better late than never.
I don't know. I hate the like, just generalization
the
that,
stereotypes.
Like... stereotype that, like...
Detroit is bad.
No, not even Detroit. I'm saying about, like, how Democrats are bad for the economy. Like, that makes no
sense.
They're
better
like,
for
I
the economy.
I genuinely don't know where that came from. Like, I genuinely don't know where that stemmed from. You know what I'm saying?
Democrats are 100%
like, they're 100%
better,
for the economy because they understand it more than
like
Republicans.
Yeah.
Like,
the periods where the economy
they took
was
one
best.
Economics class,
bro. No, bro. Dude, freaking Trump was in our AP freaking macro class, bro. Like, I swear to God, with how he's, like, approaching policy, man. It's insane.
And even, like...
No, well, he wasn't
even
in
it,
bro.
Like,
he went once and dropped it, bro. He's like, this is too confusing for me, bro.
Yeah. I feel like anyone that's even taken AP macro or, like, micro understands how stupid his economic policy is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You do not have to be a genius to understand how, like, absurd it is. You know?
And even Republicans will point to, like, Eisenhower as, like, a good example of, like, Republican economic
policy. He's a terrible president, too. Highways...
But like,
out the wazoo, like.
But like, even a lot of his policies were still like very like progressive for the
time.
We
need to run someone who runs on public transit, low key.
Yeah.
That's something everyone in the country would benefit from.
Like
trains.
People don't realize that like, they think like, oh, Japan built like high speed rails because they have like 120 million people in like one stretch of.
Who
their
cares?
Island.
We have like 150
exactly.
on the East Coast
but,
and the
yeah,
West Coast.
That. With the like Northeast Corridor, like Springfield to DC.
Yeah.
Or like Baltimore.
Yeah.
That's 120 million people. That's
the
entire, like the crux of our economy. We could definitely build a high speed rail there and it would change so much.
You could
much.
Go from Maine to Florida. That would change everyone's lives.
Yeah.
Like people don't understand this.
You could,
like,
you could live in Boston and commute to New York City.
If you had high speed rail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not that hard. Like,
it could be an hour train ride from Boston to New York. You know how crazy
that
would
be?
That would cause that entire area to just come up so quickly.
Yep.
Like,
no, I mean, saves
the
time,
metro area would become one metro area. Like, Hartford all the way to Boston and back to New York would be one big metro area. It kind of already is.
Yeah, because there's like Hartsford Springfield is considered like its own like
metro area. It kind of is, but like public transit really helps build cities, bro.
No, it does. Oh, yeah. It like, really does. Like, I mean, look at what the railroads did back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they helped us expand west.
Like, yeah, like it's different from metro and stuff, but like it's genuinely like we were built on railroads and like we've gone so far away from like trains and stuff.
Yeah.
Because that was really the like catalyst of like Western economy and Western expansion as well. And it's crazy to think that like so many other countries have become so much more advanced in that respect compared to like America, you know, when we were like really the pioneers of steam engines and stuff.
Yeah, and we did rail. Like, that was our thing
so like, much. Like, I don't get why we can't just implement high speed rail. Like,
Everyone else does. Europe does it. Japan does it.
And then,
China
if you go to Europe, you can go to any country in like 3 hours by train. Like, come on.
Every other major power in the world has it in some form or way, except for us.
Yeah, and China is about to have a lot. They are they're doing what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
China sucks as a country sometimes, but they also like actually have some good policies.
We need to learn a thing or two from like
not the surveillance part.
A lot of bad things. The stuff with Uyghurs, that's horrible.
Yes.
They like,
that's a genocide.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like a lot of their like their economic policy and their like rate like they industrialize so fast.
Yeah,
they have like the fastest
rate of industrialization. Xi Jinping knows what he's doing.
They have the fastest rate of industrialization in like world history.
He absolutely knows what he's doing. And also like all the stuff where they like blackmail like everyone in China if they do something wrong.
Yeah, that's
like
but we're getting there.
Like
we're getting there.
No, we're on the way there. Though. Like it's
no like
Trump suing people like that's
Trump suing colleges for being anti-Semitic.
What news? Did he sue, like, Wall Street Journal or something?
Yeah, he was suing them, too.
He's
yeah,
suing
he's
Fox
anybody,
or something.
Like, it's
he's
insane.
Suing Fox as well.
Yeah.
For what?
I don't remember. And he's threatening to sue
stuff?
Yeah. Because they were reporting on it too much or something.
Dude, it's... Bro, it is genuine censorship at the end of the day. It's crazy.
He sued Wall Street Journal for that one article.
Colbert getting canceled is low-key the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, if we're being honest. Like, I know people don't like his show, and that's fine, but, like...
Dude, I loved him.
There was no way that they were losing money on that show.
Yeah.
That is the highest viewed late night show on television.
Except for Greg Gutfeld, actually. Gutfeld is the highest on cable. Because the only people who have cable are like 65 and they're more likely to watch Fox News. Yeah. All
right. But like Colbert averaged like
2.7
million viewers a night in 2025 on cable television.
Yeah.
Is crazy.
And like late night's still definitely an institution of America.
For sure. Like, and it's dying because they canceled Colbert. Like we're cooked. Like how are we gonna have Jimmy Fallon?
Dude, hear me out, bro.
Jimmy Kimmel and who else is on still?
They don't have Corden anymore.
Seth Meyers is still on.
Oh yeah, he's still on.
Like, I met James Corden a few
that's
weeks
sick,
ago.
Man. I was low-key a dick, though. Can't lie.
He's not
dick. Like, I've heard he's, like, low-key
no, but
a dick.
He was so nice to me, though.
Okay, that's wild, though,
like,
in the grand scheme of things, Colbert was not... Compared to, like... I really don't like Jimmy Kimmel.
He's annoying, dude.
Yeah.
He's so annoying.
So, in the grand scheme of things, Stephen Colbert wasn't that bad.
Also, like, Colbert, like, I just, like...
He's funny,
I
too,
feel
man.
Like he wants to be a good person.
Yeah.
Like, Colbert is one of those people, like...
He's also, like, I feel like he shouldn't... Like, he shouldn't have gone from the Colbert Report to just a regular talk
late
show.
Late show.
Colbert Report, like, when he was, like,
was
he's a comedian by trade.
Yeah.
So, like, he's better at playing a character than, like, being his authentic self talking about politics.
He would have been a good actor. Like, low-key, like, an actual actor. Like, in film and TV, like, he could be in some, like, crazy, like, Oscar bait movies.
Yeah.
Like, I can see it in Colbert.
Genuinely, bro.
No, I can see
that's
it in Colbert.
A good take,
like,
though, genuinely.
Like, we got Jon Stewart back.
He
John
should run
Stewart's
for president.
Great. He almost did, like, back when The Daily Show was, like, super popular. Like, when at the same time that The Colbert Report was super popular, like, Obama era.
Yeah.
Like, they really wanted to run for president.
He should run now.
Honestly.
What's stopping
at this point,
him?
He probably has much pull as, like, Gavin Newsom. Maybe not anymore.
No.
Because Gavin
like,
has, like...
He'll pull at, like, 4 or 5% at first. But if he actually talks to the people...
But he has recognition.
Yeah, and people would get what he's saying.
Maybe not... Maybe Gen Z, like, most of Gen Z wasn't around to watch The Daily Show back in, like, 2010, but, like,
I was watching it.
Yeah. Like, if you had super,
I'm
like...
I was watching it, though.
If you had super Democratic parents, you were definitely watching that, but, like, most Gen Zers probably don't know who he is, but, like, everyone over the age of, like, 25, like, remembers The Daily Show, because that was a huge thing
back
then.
That was definitely the biggest late night.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, he has name recognition. He could do it, honestly.
Dude, that'd be an interesting poll.
It would.
Well, it's definitely be. It's kind of like a Democratic response to Trump in a lot of ways, because he's, like, a celebrity.
And
he has name recognition.
He brands himself as knowing what it's like to be, like, a working-class American, which I don't know what his upbringing is like, but Trump cosplays that because he never grew up as a working class.
Yeah, he never did.
Yeah, like, Trump his just pretends. Trump just pretends.
He was born into real estate.
Trump's so, like, an actor.
He doesn't understand working class struggle
no,
at all.
No, exactly. Like, yeah.
No, it's crazy that he's right, like, the working class candidate. Like,
and
that's,
he's,
crazy.
Like, opposite, small bro. Loan he's of $1 million. Man. It's insane. Yeah. He's feeding the elitist pocket, bro.
Like, he's definitely really smart. He just uses it to con half of the country's
population.
He's
pushing the right buttons, bro. I will admit, he is very smart. Like, just the way that he approaches, like, or approaches.
Or he was smart at some point.
Or
he's,
no,
he's falling off.
He's falling off.
Like, he's definitely getting a lot less sharp. But, like, dude, he is, like, a clever guy at the end of the day. Like, he knows how to, like, get people on his side, which is scary.
He's been in business all of his life.
Yeah.
So, like, he knows how to
make,
like, a
room. The art of the deal, man.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
He knows how to make a room full of people agree with him.
Dude.
And that's all you need
in
politics.
Even though he doesn't know how to run a business.
No, his business is terrible.
They always fail.
Yeah,
they
always
fail.
Bankrupt, what, 7 times?
And that's why he's a bad president. But he can convince people he knows what he's doing.
He can friggin' gaslight. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is a
manipulator. He's D1
genuinely.
Gaslighter.
Yeah.
Nah, he's in the pro league, I guess.
No.
Like, he's not even D1.
He's pro.
He's pro.
It's insane. Like, dude, have you guys seen The Apprentice?
Yeah, that's a great movie.
I heard that's a really good
movie. We watched
it
last semester.
Oh, that might be in my top 10 of 2020s.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
I heard Sebastian Stan, except for he didn't do the accent right at all. But
he,
like,
didn't need to. He had the mannerisms.
He had the mannerisms.
He had the mannerisms.
Yeah,
like,
he was like,
he did it a little bit, but not, like, to the extent
not
that,
like,
Trump
over the
does
top.
It.
Like, I think, was, like, no one can do it like Trump, though. That's the thing. Except for Theo, bro.
Shane Gillis. Dude, Shane Gillis got a good one.
Shane Gillis does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that's, like, funny, though. Like, that's not, like, a, like, if we're talking about, like, if he was acting as Trump, you'd be like, yeah, that's a caricature of Trump. Like,
it's not
know.
Like a Alec Baldwin SNL. Like, that was bad.
Oh, yeah. No, dude. It was so over the top, bro. Like, I don't know. But I guess that's the point with SNL. Talk about fall off, though, man. SNL is... Yeah.
They're coming back soon.
Cooked. Weekend Update is the best part of SNL.
Yeah. I mean, bro, everything else is
Michael
so
Che,
bad.
Colin Jost are
they
so funny.
They have, like, one good sketch.
Like, per show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have one good sketch an episode, and then they have Weekend Update.
Yeah. Weekend Update is fire, though.
Yeah.
Like, I will admit,
I feel
like
it's
just...
It's just so hard to, for 50 seasons, just, like, have quality of sketches. Like, that's just not possible.
I mean, their
possible.
Writers are insane, dude. Like,
oh, yeah, they have, like, cream of the crop writers.
Yeah.
But, like,
it's just rough. Like,
I think it's how much his media has changed since 1975.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just hard to keep up in any context.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like,
and, like, some people
changing.
Do it. Like, Conan does it very well.
I love Conan, dude. Talk about a guy that I want to see on a late night show. Conan is one of the guys, bro.
His show got
canceled. He's never coming back,
though.
He's not coming back. I thought he stepped down.
Oh, I thought it got canceled.
I think he stepped down.
That's
he got like, screwed. He was supposed to be a late night guy.
Yeah. He got screwed by Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Jay Leno was evil.
Yeah. When you know like Dick Cavett. You ever watch like old like Dick Cavett from like the '70s?
Nah.
He had a really good talk show. It was great.
We need to bring back the talk show. That's what podcasts are though now.
Yeah, I guess it kinda
podcasts are talk shows.
Yeah.
That's probably why late night's
creative,
dying,
bro,
low key.
Yeah.
Except it's
less
commented by Joe Rogan.
No, I feel like, bro, I feel like you can just talk about whatever in a podcast, though. Like, I feel like it's a much more creative idea than a talk show.
Right, but, like, a talk show can still have skits.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely more creative in that aspect, but I feel like every single, like, podcast has, like, an angle to it.
But
you know what I'm saying?
The podcast definitely got ruined by Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan has ruined podcasting, and that's why we're here.
Yeah.
We're here to fix it.
We're going to make it better.
We're going to make it better.
He is, like, he is something, man.
Joe Rogan probably made Trump win that election.
He definitely had a huge hand in it.
Probably
Trump.
Gave him 2 or 3% of the vote. And Elon.
Elon
also helped a lot.
Yeah.
Because there's all the weird like tech bros who snort ketamine.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's a huge like subsect of voters now. Like Elon stands.
Oh, yeah,
they're disappearing quick.
That's nah. It's still like 3% of America voters
really?
Though. I think it's a lot.
I guess we live in a bubble.
We live in a bubble.
Yeah.
Like, just think about, like, how many people are actually on Twitter and how many of them are Elon stans.
How many of those are bots, though?
Oh, there's no way of knowing. there's exactly, no way
exactly,
of knowing.
No, exactly.
Bro, like, can we bring back woke Twitter? That was the start of the downfall. Let's be honest.
Wait, isn't there like a woke Twitter? Like
Blue Sky?
Yeah, Blue Sky. Dude, my...
Like, no one...
No one's on it.
My Solanus was telling me to get on Blue Sky, bro. She was like having a rant with me about Blue Sky. She was like, oh my God, it's so good. It's like a woke Twitter. Like,
it is woke.
I feel like it's more of an echo chamber than regular Twitter, though. Because there's like pockets of Twitter that are like good.
Yeah, you can find good spots.
You can find communities on Twitter, like,
yeah.
Even though it's being censored heavily now,
yeah.
You'll still come across one eventually.
Yeah.
And like, I get why Blue Sky is popular. I think I made an account and looked at it for like a day and then just
it's like an echo chamber.
It's
like
an echo chamber. Yeah.
But sometimes you need that though at the end of the day, like to reinforce your beliefs a little bit. I don't know. I feel like that's like
I don't need to reinforce my beliefs. I believe what I believe.
That's fair. Like, yeah. That's fair. That's okay, fair, bro. Like, I don't know. Sometimes in like, this
Sorry, continue.
You can look at the state of this country and our president, and you will be reinforced in your beliefs pretty quick.
That actually is fair, bro. Yeah.
No, our country's doing great. Yeah.
Tariffs brought in $4 trillion of revenue. As long as you don't think about who that came from, that's really good for the country.
Oh, man.
And that revenue is going to buy us a Qatar jet, so.
And the military.
And go into the military so we can kill more kids in Palestine.
And kick more transgender people out.
Yep.
My God.
These are really important things.
No, for real, man.
I've been cooked. But you know what? Mom Donnie, I'm very excited.
He's like a glimmer of hope right now.
I mean, where are you guys like... Oh, sorry. Where were you saying, Theo? My bad.
Mom Donnie is just like hopeful. Yeah. Like, I want to see more people act like him. Like,
yeah.
He's
bringing hope to politics, man.
Yeah. We need that.
We need that.
And his overperformance was so great. Like, that made me feel so happy. Because it was pretty close polling-wise. Like, people still thought Cuomo might inch it out. And then the night of the primary, like, immediately Mamdani was up 10-20%.
Yeah, I think the biggest hope is that, like, once someone with those ideas actually comes into power and makes things better, then, like...
A floodgate will open.
Then, like, if another Bernie figure emerges, then it'll be fine. Like, if Mamdani happened before Bernie would have won.
I agree. I actually agree. Yeah. Although, what's the former mayor of New York? Bill de Blasio. He was pretty leftist.
But he was more like...
such a bad presidential candidate.
He ran for president?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I thought it was Michael Bloomberg.
No, he did too. De Bloomberg Blasio, ran. I think, was early in the Democratic primary.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but he got cooked.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember de Blasio, like, I was watching the, like, Democratic debates and stuff, and he would be on it, and always on the end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
was that 2016?
I think either 2016. I think it was 2016.
2020 had a lot of people too, though.
Yeah.
Bloomberg was 2020.
Yeah. Bloomberg, Andrew Yang. Although I don't know if Andrew Yang was ever on like the debates. Was he?
I think he made it to the debates. He's pulling 3 or 4%.
Yeah, I guess that's good enough.
Do you guys like him?
Andrew Yang, I like the idea of UBI. To be honest,
I liked him at the time. I think in retrospect, there were definitely flaws.
He's kind of like a weird like tech bro Elon like person too.
He is, but I think I watched his Joe Rogan episode, like, when that dropped, and he had, like, the things he was bringing up were, like that automation's replacing, like, that was ahead of its time. Automation replacing, like, truck drivers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was ahead of its time, for sure.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy, man.
Yeah.
No, he gets it. Genius. He gets it in a lot of ways, but
there's just, like, a certain, like, quality you have, like, the charisma.
Yeah, he has no charisma.
A presidential candidate that you have to have, and he just, like, unfortunately didn't have it.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks about politics, that you have to have, like...
And, like, an insane amount of charisma.
Yeah.
Unless, like, you're, like, president gets shot and killed, and then you're just president.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to have charisma to be a vice president.
Yeah, no, like, J.D. Like, Vance, like, come on. Like,
yeah,
yesterday I had a Mountain Dew. They're going to call that anti-woke.
Yeah, like, what are you saying, J.D.?
What does that mean?
Like, yeah, bro, like...
He went to Yale, bro. Yeah,
he went to Yale, and he... Oh, my God.
He's insufferable, bro. Like, he may be more insufferable than Trump.
His policy is even more fascist than Trump's.
And, like, there's a real chance that he becomes president in 28.
Or in the next 2 years.
Because, like, if it's another, like, Reagan situation where, like, Bush became president.
Well, like, we need
riding Reagan's
coattails. Someone really strong to run against
him. Yeah, we need, like, a Bill Clinton.
Yeah, we need a Bill.
Yeah, very charming. A little bit too charming, but...
Like an Obama. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Monica.
Like, nah. Oh, God.
Bro, my mom saw Monica in New York once and took a picture of her.
Dude, that is insane.
No, but it was low-key evil because she didn't, like, walk up to her or anything. She just, like, took a picture and then kept walking.
I would have gone up to her and be like...
And then Monica, like, yeah. She, like, was so angry. Like,
dude, what? I would be, bro. Like, bro,
yeah, I would be angry, yeah, too.
I mean, if I wouldn't want people coming up to me.
Because she's famous for the wrong reasons. Yeah, too. Like, yeah. She's
I feel
not
bad for her, man. Oh, yeah. I do too. I feel so bad for her.
She got screwed, bro.
Dude, the thing is, like, I don't get why Hillary is still with Bill.
Because Hillary and Bill were both on the island, if we're being honest.
Yeah, let's be so. Yeah, let's be so for real.
Like, that's both
why,
of them.
That's why Melinda Gates divorced Bill.
Probably. Yeah. I believe that. I 100% believe that. Like, Bill Clinton, you can see it, unfortunately.
He's just like, yeah. Bro, he low-key has that attributes.
Yeah, he's just a little off. You know what I mean?
Like, very charming guy. Like, my mom actually worked with Bill Clinton a couple times, and she would say, like, he's, like, the most charming guy ever, bro.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, yeah. Very, like, you can feel his energy. He's, like, an infectious guy.
Yeah, but, like, it's off. Like,
it's a little bit, like, too much, bro. Like, he's definitely, I don't know. He, like we're saying, though, he had some good policies as president, though, at the end of the day. Like, he was a solid president, but Martin controversy, so.
Yeah.
But I'm just scared that we're going to have, like, another, like, 1988, where, like, because...
I watched a video of, like, the three, like, scenarios for 2028.
Yeah.
And Dems only win in one of the three, like, main scenarios. Like,
well, what are the other two?
Riding off the coattails of, like, a very populist president. Because Trump is populist in quotation marks. Like, he acts...
In a lot of ways, he pretends to be a lot of things, and populist is one of them.
Yeah. Like, he, like, pretends to, like, care about America, basically. And that makes people think he cares about America. Yeah. It's his charisma, basically.
Yeah, it is.
But, so Vance could run off the coattails, and even though he's a horrible candidate, still win. If the Dems don't put up, like, a strong enough figure to stand against him. The other scenario would be, like, J.D. Vance doesn't actually run. Because there was one scenario where, like, the VP was, like, the next choice to run after a somewhat popular Republican president, and they just decided not to. Mm. I don't remember who it was. And then the Republicans still won that election too because they put up like a Don Jr. figure or like...
Yeah.
Like if it still like feels familiar, then it's the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the third scenario is that like the Democrats get their shit together and like I'm praying. But I feel like it's kind of unlikely.
That.
Like... I'm leaning towards a Republican 2028, which is really, really bad. But
I mean, is there any way that Trump, do you think he's going to run again? Like, I generally think
that's
very
the fourth
possible.
Scenario.
Like,
I think
generally think
that's like
so
a solid,
possible.
Like, 10% chance that happens. Like,
I think if Trump dies in office and J.D. Vance becomes president for, like, a year...
He won't win.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Because they're going to realize that, like, this guy has no charisma. He's not, like,
he's not
kind of dumb.
Yeah.
He's
going to lose the base.
He's, like, phony enough to, like, see through the persona and realize, like, oh, this guy's a Yale educated, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an elitist.
Yeah.
Like...
Which, like, he was born poor, but he has been converted to elitism.
Bro, all these people who, like, yammer about J.D. Vance growing up poor, and it's like, yeah, his mom didn't really want him, bro. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not trying to be mean, but, like, she was, like...
This guy's
addicted.
The vice president.
And
I don't care
VP.
About being mean.
Yeah, I don't care. But, like,
like,
his mom was addicted to drugs and could not get off the drugs to care for him. Like, that sucks, bro. But suck it up. You're the vice president. Like,
yeah, and now you're the vice president.
And you went to Yale and you wrote a book about how your mom was addicted to drugs and then it turned into a Netflix movie. Like, calm down, bro.
Like
bro, you were an elitist, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
he's, like, the most classless individual, too.
You're
like,
I would never, like, if I grew up that way, I would never reveal that stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
and you wouldn't capitalize on it, for
no,
sure. Like,
yeah.
Writing a book on it is capitalizing on your impolverished childhood.
On your suffering and your mom's
messed
suffering.
Up.
Yeah, it's
like,
so, like, it's bad, bro. Like, I don't know. And, like,
he has no ethics, though.
He's a terrible
person.
He has
no ethics. He's just as bad as Trump in a lot of ways. Like,
yeah.
For sure.
Maybe worse.
He may be crazier, bro. Like, genuinely.
His policy is horrible, bro.
Yeah.
Like, And he's from Ohio, too, bro. That doesn't help.
Yeah, that's like, an L, bro.
He's so for real,
Michigan
man.
On top.
Dude, Michigan
yeah.
on top, bro. That's all I'm saying, man. Like, low-key, like, he, bro, he is so insufferable, man. And, like, I just remember I saw this, like, one video of him, like, talking about Joe Biden, about, like, how he got, like, his cancer diagnosis. And he was like, yeah, I hope the best for Joe Biden. But it brings into question, like, how, you know, capable he was in office. It's like, bro, like, you do not need to be saying
bro,
all
like,
that,
bro, like, look at the president right now.
Yeah.
I understand that Biden was, like, a puppet after a certain point, but like calm down, bro. Like Trump
yeah,
is the same
well,
way. You're using Trump as a puppet for your own power. Like it's the same thing. Like calm
yeah.
down, bro.
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, we're kind of coming up on the end. We're just about at an hour. So,
any last thoughts?
Think, Zoran is our glimmer of hope in this country. So we haven't lost all hope yet.
Could you imagine Mamdani becomes mayor and just sucks? You know how bad that would be?
It'd be Jover.
It would be Jover. It would be like Joe Biden over. Like, yeah. like Jover. Like
Trump might die soon.
That's another glimmer of hope if we're being honest.
True. I'm not wishing the death on the president.
No, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Of course not.
Absolutely not.
But
I don't wish death on anyone.
Would it make this country better?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't probably. Even know, man. Like with Vance coming up.
Well, if he died right now,
it would send the entire Republican Party into disarray.
That's true. That is true, though.
Do you think yeah. J.D. Vance would have better international policy than Trump, though? Like, if we're being honest,
that's a tough question.
Because, like, if,
I don't know.
If Vance became president, this okay. Last question: if Vance became president, don't you think he'd be even worse than Trump on Ukraine and Palestine and like all of the other conflicts Trump says that he's helped with that he hasn't? Like, I feel like Vance would, his international policy would be so bad.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think he knows much.
Like, Trump doesn't know much, but he knows when he's being played, I feel like. And I don't think Vance would get that, bro. Like,
definitely not as smart.
Vance is not as smart as Trump.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I agree, though. Mamdani is our glimmer of hope. I'm hopeful for the future of New York City.
Thank you, Grant.
Appreciate y'all.
For coming on.
Thank you guys for having me, man. It was a blast talking to you guys about this stuff. Definitely a good little vent session, can't lie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have a chance to do that all summer, so it's
been
nice. Yeah,
not in your upstate New York.
Yeah, not upstate New York, man. So, yeah, it's been nice. Thank you guys so much for inviting me again, seriously.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for listening. Maybe I'll, like, set up, like, a Gmail account so we can get, like...
Questions?
People, questions people send in. Send in your hate, send in your love.
Yeah.
This is WHUS Stores. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.